Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to schedule some low-key days. If you can see that a stretch of time is going to be busier than other stretches, try to keep a few days relatively unscheduled. You might wind up needing the time, but even if you don't, you will probably appreciate having it. So mid-February was a bit of a blur for me. My husband was gone for a long weekend that wound up being incredibly busy with kid stuff and with my stuff. We then left shortly after that for a 5-day family trip to Disney World. We came home and immediately had a bunch of scheduled stuff like kid doctor appointments on the next day. By the time I looked up after this 10-day stretch, I was feeling behind on everything. I hadn't done an email triage in ages. There was all kinds of stuff lurking in my inbox. Calls and meetings and life maintenance that had been punted forward now had to be dealt with. But fortunately, I hadn't scheduled much after Wednesday of that particular week. And as I looked at my relatively open Wednesday and Thursday with nothing scheduled until late afternoon, I breathed a sigh of relief. I could get caught up. And I did. And then, after getting mostly caught up, I could walk around and brainstorm some ideas and just generally enjoy the feeling of open space. Perhaps you too are going through a busy time, or you can see a busy stretch coming up. I know that when I can remember, a month or two ahead of time, what all the days and dates of a month are, that is a sign that there is a lot going on. Why, yes, I did know that May 8th is a Wednesday, because I had already looked at multiple things scheduled that week, more than 2 months ahead. Guess we will be battening down the hatches. But when you take a step back, look at your calendar holistically and see this, you can also try to schedule in some lower key days, even during the busy times. If Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of an upcoming week are absolutely swamped, be extremely judicious about Thursday and Friday. If anything non-urgent tries to land on those days, kick it forward a week. Here is why. Inevitably, something will go wrong, or something will come up on those jam-packed days. When it does, you will need a space to put it. The more days that are jam-packed, the more trouble you will have finding a spot. I needed to get one of my kids in to see a specialist about something. And when they had a cancellation on one of my low-key days, I was able to take it without disaster ensuing. I had been contacted about multiple potential radio interviews while I was away with my family. Now, I wasn't going to do a radio interview from Disney World, but since I am not exactly breaking news, I could tell those producers that Wednesday was wide open. So I was still able to appear on a few of those shows. Even if you don't need the time, though, you will probably be glad you have it. Since I had a few low-key days after my busy stretch, I was able to take a leisurely stroll through the prior 2 weeks of my inbox. I could send more thoughtful responses to the people who had reached out to me. Perhaps the more thoughtful responses made up for the lack of timeliness in my responses, or maybe not. But hey, I could think about future ideas for my various content calendars. I felt a lot less frantic. Perhaps you will feel the same. So, today, take a look at your calendar. If you can see a tough stretch coming up, see if you can give yourself a day or two to thaw out. See if you can do your best to protect that time. Maybe you won't be able to, but it might be worth trying. We can't run at a frenzied pace forever without our batteries running out. Blocking in a day or two to recharge means the machine can run longer. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.